in, boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Mpika MP suspended for 14 days. Police launched manhunt for officer who allegedly stole over 600,000 kwacha from bank while on duty. In government, tracks set ablaze as militants block key Senegal-Mali trade routes. A very good evening. My name is Constance Mojanamuinga. This is the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has suspended Mpika Member of Parliament, Francis Kapyanga, from Parliament for 14 days. Mr. Kapyanga was quoted in the media accusing the Speaker of bias against the Patriotic Front MPs and urging her to stand for election in 2026 if she wished to freely participate in debates. In her ruling delivered to the House this afternoon, Ms. Muti said Mr. Kapyanga's remarks, published in the New Diggers newspaper on July 4, 2025, were disrespectful and brought her office and the entire National Assembly into disrepute. The Speaker said the remarks constituted a breach of parliamentary privilege and contempt of the House. Although the Committee on Privileges and Absences had recommended that the Mpika lawmaker merely apologize on the floor of the House, Ms. Muti ruled that a stiffer punishment was necessary given the gravity of the allegations. She said during his suspension, which runs from today, September 17th to the 30th, 2025, Mr. Kapyanga will not be allowed to enter the National Assembly grounds, attend committee meetings, or draw a salary and allowances. Police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for Constable Emmanuel Tembo, a police officer of the Protective Unit headquarters, who stole over 600,000 kwacha from a named bank while on duty. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says brief facts are that on 15th September 2025, the officer was on duty at the bank armed with an AK-47 rifle loaded with 30 rounds of ammunition. Mr. Hamonga explains that after the bank had closed and while custodians were preparing cash in transit collections, the suspect deceitfully entered the bulk room, grabbed one of the sealed bags containing over 600,000 kwacha and bolted from the premises while armed. He says attempts by bank staff and security officers to apprehend him proved futile as he fled in an unknown direction. Mr. Hamonga says the suspect later abandoned his uniform, firearm and 30 rounds of ammunition, which were recovered after he surrendered them through a taxi driver in Shimabala area.
A docket of case has been opened and as of now, neither the suspect nor the stolen cash has been recovered. Investigations have been intensified. The Senior Police Service strongly condemns such grave misconduct and betrayal of public trust by an officer who is entrusted with the duty to safeguard both life and property. We wish to make it categorically clear that this act of criminality will not go unpunished. Constable Emmanuel Otembo is now a fugitive of the law, and Zambia Police Service will relentlessly pursue him to ensure that he answers to this crime. We are calling on the public to provide any information that may lead to his arrest. Any person with credible information is urged to report the nearest police station.
Opposition Patriotic Front acting president Given Luvinda has threatened to seek private prosecution over a leaked audio recording that allegedly features Road Transport and Safety Agency RASFA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba making tribal remarks if police fail to act on the matter promptly. Speaking after his court session this morning, Mr. Luvinda said police should take decisive action and investigate the claims, demanding that Mr. Mwemba exculpate himself within 48 hours. Mr. Luvinda says the manner in which authorities will handle this case will reflect whether the law is being applied fairly and whether Zambia truly upholds justice. He has since issued a 5-day ultimatum to Inspector General of Police Raphael Msamba to arrest Mr. Mwemba if he fails to surrender himself. Mr. Luvinda has expressed concern that failure to address the issue could risk further division in the country, citing the potential dangers of allowing such allegations to go unchallenged.
The leaked audio from RASFA is a very serious indictment on President Hage Ingabire Higienie. The chief executive officer of RASFA must immediately report himself to the police for going against the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia. I give Raphael Msamba mandate to arrest him, failure of which we in the Tonsi Alliance, we in the Patriotic Front, will apply for private prosecution.
In more news, the 60th Joint Steering Committee meeting for the Kazungula Bridge Authority has commenced in Kasane, Botswana, with a strong emphasis on operationalizing the authority by the end of September 2024. This follows a joint commitment made by the heads of state of Zambia and Botswana during a state visit by Botswana President Duma Boko to Zambia last month. In his opening remarks, Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama expressed enthusiasm about the upcoming milestone and the importance of meeting the set deadlines. Professor Malama said he is also optimistic that this meeting could build on the success of previous committee sessions. The Joint Steering Committee meeting brings together technical experts and officials from both Zambia and Botswana who are tasked with finalizing the plan for the operationalization of the Kazungula Bridge Authority.
It's over a month now since our two heads of state met in Lusaka, Zambia. During the state visit by His Excellency Advocate Duma Boko, President of the Republic of Botswana, it was agreed that it's about time that the Kazungula Bridge Authority actually came into being. And we were given marching orders to operationalize that by the end of September 2025, readiness for commissioning on 15th October 2025. I think marks the date. And the PNC that we had at State House in Zambia, the dates were agreed to by the two heads of state.
Moving on to global stories, Mali's military government has sought to calm anger over a blockade by Islamist militants on major highways where lorry drivers have been facing ambushes and arson attacks. In a rare acknowledgement of the seriousness of the situation affecting the landlocked country, Prime Minister Abdoulaye Maiga said the authorities were trying to improve security on the routes. The blockade, a potentially serious escalation of Mali's long-running jihadist insurgency, is particularly affecting the supply of fuel, which could cripple the country. In other world news, the BBC has more.
Malawians are waiting to find out who will be their next president as vote counting is underway. The Electoral Commission says official results will be announced within a week. Donald Trump has begun the first full day of his second state visit to Britain. He was greeted at Windsor with a military parade. A protest against his visit is due to take place in central London. Germany has said the ball remains in Iran's court after the British, French and German foreign ministers held telephone talks with their Iranian counterpart over Tehran's nuclear program. The Europeans say Iran's guarantees still lack a firm commitment for full nuclear inspections.
Take a quick break. We'll return shortly. Do stay tuned.
light for radio.